Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. God has used human government to bring about a Jewish state among the nations of the world, the state of Israel, 69 years old. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Medad will join me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Happy birthday to Israel on this 69th anniversary of the naming of the Jewish state.
Jimmy, thank you very much.
Let's begin this discussion of the birth date of the Jewish state of Israel, the modern-day state of Israel, by going back to what I believe was human government and their involvement in making this all come to pass. Now, I'm talking about World War I, basically, 1917, the Balfour Declaration.
Lord Balfour, Foreign Minister of England at the time, wrote to a leading Jewish figure in Great Britain that Great Britain viewed with favor the establishment of a Jewish national home in Palestine. Don't forget that we're talking about 200 to 300 years previously of what I call Christian restoration that was sort of a mirror image to the age-old dream of Zion among the Jews, that a re-established and a reconstituted Jewish nation and people would have to be a prerequisite for the world to continue on its correct path. And the declaration was authorized and proclaimed with designs on returning to its national homeland.
And then the partition plan back in 1947, that was a major decision made by the United Nations, was it not?
It was made by the United Nations. We're talking about post-Holocaust, I think, divine intervention to a large extent. Both the Soviet Union and the United States voted for that 47 partition plan, which, Jimmy, was not only rejected by the Arabs, but they went to war the very next day, shooting up Jerusalem. It was basically the beginning of the state.
Winky Medad sharing God's use of human government to give the Jewish people a state of their own. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this. 69 years ago, David Ben-Gurion announced to the world that there was a Jewish state of Israel. Preceding Ben-Gurion's announcement, God had used the United Kingdom human government to establish the Balfour Declaration, and this prepared a land for a people. 30 years later, God used the end of World War II to have the United Nations put in place the partition plan so that a prepared people, the Jewish people, would be granted at least a portion of their original homeland for a modern-day state called Israel. World leaders have said that a people scattered across the world for 2,000 years and coming back together to have their own state is a miracle. I would have to say for sure it is in reality a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, Ezekiel chapter 34 and 37. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...